Hey guys, welcome to It's a Vampire Diaries thing. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Alex, and we're two best friends who met through our Facebook group, which is also called It's a Vampire Diaries thing.
If you'd like, you guys can join the group for updates on this podcast and also fun games and discussions about the Vampire Diaries and both spin-offs, the originals and legacies as well.
I'm impressed. I never thought you would find me here. Oh well, it's a beautiful place to die.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week of It's a Vampire Diaries thing. Glad you're back. We love harassing you guys with all of our fun discussions. Just wanted to throw you the typical reminder, especially for any new listeners who are chiming in and are listening to this episode first and who knows what. Just got to engrave it into your head that if you guys want to totally support us, make sure you go and check out the Facebook group that we have. We have a lot of similar discussions and a lot of fun games and funny memes that we put up. The group is a lot of fun. It's a great environment. The admins and mods are fantastic. You'll absolutely love it. It is also called It's a Vampire Diaries thing. And then just recently, as you found out a few weeks ago, we did start up an Instagram page as well. The Instagram page goes and announces the day of anytime we upload a new episode, which, by the way, is every Saturday. But if you follow the Instagram page, also called It's a Vampire Diaries thing, it will give you updates on when we do put up the episodes. And during the week, we also throw up a lot of fun games on there and things that you guys can definitely comment on or just engage with and just check out and everything like that. So we hope you guys enjoy that. So make sure you guys check that out. And we are going to jump right back in here. Last I recall, we have right now currently Elena's humanity is still off, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So we're in a shit show. We're in the middle of a whirlwind. Yes.
Okay. Damon just decided that he was going to take Elena to New York. He said we're just gonna go on a little vacation
because
you need to chill. So we start out, we have Elena and Damon. They go to this bar that Damon used to frequent a lot, and Damon is still looking for Catherine, but he's kind of like not letting on to Elena that that's what he's doing, because he knows at this point, like, she is very adamant about not wanting the cure. And so she is, you know, suspicious of what he's doing. Like, Elena's not dumb, but she doesn't really have any idea why he took her to New York or anything at this point. And then Rebecca shows up because, again, she's just in everybody's business.
What is an episode without Rebecca randomly popping up? I love that.
And so they're all chilling at this bar, and this is whenever Damon is kind of letting on to his past of like whenever a time in his life, like whenever he had his humanity off. And he was dealing with a lot. So, like, we're seeing a lot of flashbacks to, like, 1977 in New York. And this is whenever we first find out that Damon and Lexi had a past together. And I don't know. I was pretty shocked by that discovery, because in the first season when we see Lexi, you don't really think that they ever, like, you knew they knew each other, but nothing like this.
Oh, they hated each other, actually. Yeah. She, like... He's like, oh, why do you hate me or whatever? She says, have you met you?
Yeah.
I love right. that. I love right. it. Now, with that being said, with what we did see, you know, just to jump right into that, do you think that it was genuine, or do you think it was just him pulling bullshit because his humanity was off?
I think that somewhere Damon cared for Lexi and he did feel bad for what he did to her, but I don't think that he loved her. I think that was definitely him just trying to convince her that everything was okay and trick her and, you know, his normal antics. I don't think he loved her like that, but I think that he did care for her even just as a friend. Because, yeah. I mean, I think you kind of even see back in season one when he does stake Lexi, like, I've watched the, like, clip a couple times, and somebody actually pointed out on TikTok that, like, he doesn't look happy to be doing so. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I get, like, this is a big debate between people, like, did he have to do it, did he not? I mean, he knew that he had to blame somebody because, you know, he was scared that Liz and everybody was going to catch on that it was him and Stefan because they were the only new people in town. But it did it have to be Lexi? No, probably not.
Yeah, it's tough because it's like, oh, I wish they would have just turned somebody else. But then at the same time, it's like, well, did that somebody else really just deserve that?
Right. No. It was a complicated situation,
It's super shitty. And at that time, too, I think what pushed him to do it, because I don't think that later season Damon would have killed Lexi. I think what pushed him to do it is the fact that he's been estranged from Stefan for so long now. He hasn't seen Stefan since, like, I believe... what was it, the 40s?
No, it was it was 1994, remember? Because
that's
later,
right,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's been a while, and I feel like distancing yourself from your brother for over a decade, when you see him again, it's not going to be that you're my loyal brother, not to mention for the last 100 years since becoming a vampire, their relationship is not the same. So I feel like in that moment, he didn't really think of like what Stefan would have said or felt or anything like that. And I think the not having the emotional connection is what helped him push to do it. So I don't think later.
And I mean, at that point, he still thought that Catherine was locked in the tomb. So he was going to do whatever it took, including killing Lexi, to get into that tomb.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it especially hits a little bit harder, like, after knowing their past and knowing that, like, at some point, like, Lexi really did care for, you know, Damon.
Yeah.
I mean, it made me a little sad.
I will say, with the two of them in 1977, spicy. I don't know why I like that so much. I think it's because Damon is such a fun, carefree guy that literally, if you think about it, Lexi's the same way. Lexi tried to bring that side out in Stefan because Stefan isn't typically. So like, Lexi is actually very similar in Damon in a sense. It's just that she doesn't make like the reckless decisions.
Yeah.
But I feel like her spirit is very fun. It's very like just crazy in like a really good way. But I feel like Damon has that same thing. So like, if something were to actually happen ever, like, I'd be like, okay, I kind of like that though.
Right.
I'm just saying. And I will say one more thing regarding Stefan or Damon and Lexi, not to throw it too far into the future. So spoiler alert, guys. Okay. It's just something I want to get off my chest now, or else I'm going to forget about it later and totally regret it. One thing I wish we got to see is when the other side was collapsing, I wish we got some sort of closure between Damon and Lexi.
Yeah, I agree. It would have been nice to see something.
They never
like
got
that.
Any closure. They never got to like, I don't know. It would have been perfect. I think that situation where they were literally in the same dimension again, that would have been killer.
Yeah,
not me going to make a post about this tomorrow.
It would write some fanfic.
It would have been killer, and I think that would have like made a lot of fans happy because a lot of people really do like Lexi. I feel like a lot of people would have been like, "Oh, I love that so fucking much." You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. So we have, you know, Lena, Rebecca, Damon in New York, like Damon's telling them about his past, all this stuff. But then we also still have Bonnie, who is Cuckoo, as we talked about last time. And she's in Mystic Falls with Shane, who we now know is Silas in disguise. And he's trying to convince Bonnie to use her powers to kill 12 witches and complete the expression triangle. Now, I don't know why Bonnie believed this man. I don't know if she was just, like, out of her mind or what, because
I think she was so desperate to get Jeremy back, but, like, that's so unlike Bonnie. But, like, he really had her brainwashed. Like, she was, like, a zombie. Like, she didn't even remember getting off the island, correct?
Yeah, we find that out at the end of episode 17 that she didn't remember anything.
Yeah, so
but
she's like brainwashed as shit right now. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, girl? Like, what? Like, those are your own kind.
And
if you're
right, the thing is that, like, I don't think Bonnie, not brainwashed, would have ever killed 12 people to bring back Jeremy. Like, as much as she did love Jeremy, like,
no, I think she would have just grieved about it and did her thing because she knows that's not the right thing to do.
Yes.
Because 1 versus 12, I I don't know.
Yeah.
Me, would I personally do it? Maybe, but I'm a sociopath. Bonnie's not a sociopath. Okay.
Right. And so Abby actually calls these witches and to like help Bonnie. Like she thinks they're gonna like cure her of the expression and like pull her out of all.
So she
of
just
stuff.
Set she just set it up like
yeah, like I mean Abby, like her mom, she didn't know that like Bonnie was like planning.
Let's just
get
the squad. How yeah. Well, that really just fell in her lap, didn't it? What the yeah. hell? Like imagine yeah. if that didn't happen, they'd have to hunt down 12 different witches or some shit. Like, oh, isn't that just convenient? Okay. Like Julie Plex said, oh, this is I'm lazy. This will just get to the point. That's what she said right
this will us. This will do it. Mm-hmm. And so the witches are trying to like cure Bonnie. So they link all of themselves together. Now, every single time there's some sort of linking spell, things go awry. Like we know this.
But, yeah, nobody ever yeah. just it doesn't go good. It's never yes. like, oh wow, you linked your life to mine and I survived. So fantastic. Woohoo.
Yeah, no, it's never a happy ending.
Good point.
And so they're like commanding her to like yield to the spirits. I don't know, it's very odd. Like I didn't like this at all. Like not that I didn't agree with them that like Bonnie needed some help, but the way they were going about it was just very strange to me.
I love it.
And then Stefan just shows up because, you know, Stefan's stressed right now. Honestly.
Yeah, we said that the last episode. Yeah. Stefan's went through a lot. Stefan, and for some reason, this is all Stefan's problem now. I don't know why.
Yeah, because Damon was like, good luck. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to New York.
Stefan's like, what the fuck? I didn't sign up for this shit. Like, he's like, I just wanted a girlfriend. I don't know what's happening. Like, he really has no idea, but yeah, he feels like it's his mission that he's supposed to do this. Like I said,
yes.
I feel like the only thing healthy for Stefan right now is to maybe go on a vacation,
go to an island somewhere.
Yeah, like Guam, yeah. Just yeah. like sip out of a coconut, just do you, dance with a nice spicy Latina or something. Okay, they can shake those hips, they look good doing
right.
it. Find yourself one of those, like no, instead he's dealing
just
with
get out of here. Right,
he sees Bonnie yielding to the spirits. That's what he walks in on. That's what he's yes. got going on. Good.
And he arrives like while the witches are like figuring out that Bonnie's being controlled by Silas, and these witches are actually trying to kill her now, and I'm like, oh good.
Wow, way to go, Abby, first of all.
Yeah.
Now
Mom of the year.
Yeah, we love that. Also, who are these witches then? And why wouldn't they, like Abby just trusted them?
They never explained where Abby found these witches, to my recollection.
I don't
they
remember.
They were just there.
Like, how is she to trust these people? What?
I don't know. I mean, she made it seem like they were her friends. She's like, I have some friends coming. And I was like,
and okay. I'm going to be straight the fuck up. Is all the witches in the show either mind their business and don't get involved with things, or they care genuinely about other people and don't want to hurt anybody? You know what
so
I mean?
So I don't understand why they would want to kill her unless they were like really
scared. That's what I'm
scared,
saying. You don't see witches
still,
act
like
that typically in the show.
Bonnie's still a child at this point. Like you'd think they'd try anything else.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, literally she's not even a legal adult. Let's just kill this poor teenager.
Yes. And so then Caroline arrives and she kills like the leader who is about to kill Bonnie, and it kills all the 12 witches in the process. So now the expression triangle is complete anyway. Like Bonnie didn't even do it. Caroline did.
Caroline did it. Hi.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which also, I feel like Caroline's just sort of been in the background. So good to see her come back.
She did something today. Right. Good. No, she last like we really focused on her. She was just dealing with Klaus. If I have to sit there and go one-on-one and say, what was the last thing Caroline was really relevant for in this era, was her freaking out and dealing with Klaus. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all she had going on
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And so now the expression triangle is complete and Bonnie's been like released from Silas. So now this is the part where she's like, I don't remember anything since I left the island. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'd be terrified. Like, I'd be terrified if I were like Stefan or Caroline or anything like that. Like, I'd be like, girl, what did you just say?
Right.
I'd be scared. I'm like, oh God, here we go. This is worse. This is not good. Oh God. Yeah. I'd be freaking out because like, how did that even work? Because, like, let's talk about Silas's powers for a minute. I don't recall
him ever being able to, like, take... Like, he can make you see things. But I don't remember him ever being able to just, like, wipe memories. Or,
yeah,
like, take
I don't know how yeah. she just didn't know that, like...
Yeah.
What?
And then it falls on poor Stefan to have to tell Bonnie that Jeremy is dead. Because, like, at this point, she, like, doesn't remember that. So he's like,
oh, yeah, Stefan's got to deal with it again. Got just ripped the band-aid off. That's
some news. Do you want the bad news or the bad news? Like, that's Stefan right now.
Why? Why, though? Why? Like, I don't even want to just give him attention because he's, like, one of my favorites. But, like, why?
Like, dude, right now, if anything, like, he's got to tell Bonnie that Jeremy's dead. He's got to tell Bonnie that Elena has no humanity. He has to tell Bonnie that all these witches are dead. Like, she's just sitting there.
Where's Caroline? Like, I feel like this is a good time for girl conversation. Go have a girls' night. Figure it out.
Caroline's still dealing with the fact she just killed 12 people.
She did great. She did fantastic. She nailed it. Bad bitch.
Did her job.
She nailed it, yeah.
And so we see all this happen. Then we go back to New York where, like, Elena, Rebecca, and Damon are just living their best lives with no regard for anything that's going on in Mystic Falls. And then Elena and Rebecca come up with this, like, sneaky little plan, okay? And they're like...
Also, which, by the way, with Rebecca at this bar real quick, can I tell you my favorite scene with her? I don't know why I love it. It's when that guy goes to hit on her. Yeah. She just smashes his head, like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
I literally love it. I don't know what it is. I'm just like, us girls all wish we could do that to a guy in a bar, because when they just come up to you and they just do the thing where they're just there, do I want to smash their head into, like, a damn counter or a bar? Yes. 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, I love their little sneaky little plan they come up with. I think
because they obviously have finally caught on to, like, even trying to figure out where Catherine is, and they're like, we're not stupid, and they literally, like, leave him there and
refresh my memory. Why is Elena looking for Catherine?
Well, she wasn't. She just doesn't want them to try to give her the cure, because, like, at this point, she's really gung-ho about never turning back.
So she's helping. Emotions. So she's trying to help Rebecca. She's helping get
Rebecca.
It?
Yeah, because she doesn't want. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I was just seeing, like, if there was purpose for her, or if she was just teaming up with Rebecca. I love the duo.
Yeah, she was like, well, I don't want them to make me take it, so you take it.
There you go. Have it. Go on. Yeah. They take Damon's car. Damon's pissed. Nobody touches the car.
So they just flee. Nobody
takes his car. He is absolutely fucking livid, and it's hysterical to me. I don't know, it's just fantastic. Did he just, like, hotwire some random car to follow them?
He called Stefan and he was like, they stole my car.
Oh, I don't remember Stefan driving all the way to New York. Imagine that.
I think if he my did sibling
called me,
yeah,
if my sibling called me and said, I'm stranded 5 states away, can you come pick me up? I'd feel like,
no,
you dumb fuck. What the fuck? What are you doing? Now, on top of that, Stefan's dealing again with everything at home. Now Stefan's gotta worry about Jamin's lost ass in New York. That's what I love too. So okay, Stefan really, really has the icing on the cake now. He must indulge.
And so then we find out that Elena and Rebecca are going to, like, Willoughby, Pennsylvania, which, why did Catherine choose this town? I don't know.
I feel like it's just the middle of buttfuck nowhere, and that's exactly she's like, what nobody she was going will
with. Think to look for me here.
And now watch, anybody listening that lives in, like, Willoughby, Pennsylvania, if this is your place, now hates
us and has unfollowed.
Yes, I know.
But so Elena and Rebecca get there. They're obviously, like, done with each other at this point, because this duo is not going to last. It was not meant to last.
I loved it though. I really did. I did.
And Rebecca's mad because she just wants to find Catherine, like, here. And Elena's just like, I literally could not care less right now. Like, I just don't want them to make me take it. And if we can't find it, then I can't take it. So I don't really care if you find it.
All right. She just gave up on her. Now, this is my question. Was Rebecca daggered by chance around the time of when Elijah and Klaus met Catherine in, like, in the 1400s?
I don't know, because we ain't serious.
Yeah, I just thought about that. Not to, like, refrain from, like, the subject. It's just because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm like, so does Rebecca have, like, this personal beef with, like, Catherine? Does she just said she never liked
her, but I don't know.
Do you know her? How does she know her? I don't understand. I don't recall seeing Rebecca in the 1400s. That's a really big question I have.
If anybody knows, let us know, because I don't remember them ever. I don't remember ever seeing any scenes with them together until this point.
Exactly. I was wondering what the beef was here. maybe just the cure. But she said she never liked her. So I'm like, when the fuck did you meet Catherine?
Right. Okay.
But anyway, not to steer away too far. I was just wondering what this Rebecca Catherine beef
was. And I think it's kind of funny that they just ended up in this random town, and this random town is where Catherine is, because they're like wandering around and like Elena's like, well, I'm going to go eat somebody because I'm bored. And Rebecca's like, okay, I guess I'll go with you. And then they like find this woman, and like she's getting ready to like feed on her, and this woman's like, whoa, told you not to feed for my neck, I thought we were gonna do my wrists. And Elena's like, what the fuck are you talking
which
about?
Is crazy, because it is the fact that like Catherine pretty much had this entire town compelled, which
I think
is
funny when Rebecca's like, you had to compel a whole town to like you.
Yep, exactly. But like, seriously though, I'm wondering how that works, because like, even though they're identical because they're doppelgangers, it's weird that it still managed to work for somebody that wasn't like her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm honestly not really sure. I think that maybe she didn't think Elena was gonna find her, so she didn't like put that into her compulsion, because you know that you have to be like very specific with it. So possibly they just like, she just didn't think that like this was gonna happen. So
yeah, because it was weird to me. I was like, oh, so it worked for like Elena, but obviously for obvious reasons. But I was just like, that's weird that it wasn't like, because Catherine was the one that compelled, that it would be like naturally drawn to only like her magically, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
But I will tell you that Elena's got some perks looking like her, because if she didn't and Elena was a completely different face, they would have had no idea that Catherine was there.
None.
So what a day to be a doppelganger.
Yeah.
Usually it sucks, but what a day today.
And so then they like keep trying to get information from this lady who is just like trying to live her life about Catherine, and they find out that like Catherine's compelled like the woman to forget everything about her unless like they're speaking directly. So like, even if you would have asked these people like, hey, do you know Catherine, they would have been like, no, because Catherine has compelled them to like forget her as soon as like they stop talking, which is pretty
crazy.
Smart. I mean,
that's crazy. Yeah, she is smart. She's the one that always will like put a damper in your plans, because she's the only one that knows the fucking, she knows the loopholes. She knows what she's doing. She's manipulative, and like, she knows. I will give her that. While she's disliked by most people, I think that she is smart as a mother. I swear to God. And her slogan, right? I'm Catherine Pierce, I'm a survivor. There's no reason she is. I mean, I'm just saying, okay? She does what she's got to do, okay? She puts the food on the dinner table every night. She knows.
She knows what's going on. Yeah, so then they keep, like, pressing this, like, woman. Like, okay, so where do I live? Like, Elena keeps asking, and she's like, I don't know. I'm like, oh my God, this is frustrating. I was getting frustrated.
Oh my God, I love it. I seriously love it.
Then they find out this woman's keeping like Catherine's secret, but like this woman doesn't remember what the secret is. And I'm like, so this woman is just pointless at this point. Like, she's not doing anything for us. And so meanwhile, Stefan and Damon are tracking Rebecca and Elena, and they find out that they just ditched Damon's car because they ran out of gas. Do you know how funny that is? They were like,
I know, they found it on like the side of the road or whatever, and Damon's like, what the fuck?
Yes,
just put gas in the car though. That's what I'm wondering, why we just didn't put gas in the car stop at a gas station.
They didn't feel like it. They were like, we might as well just steal another car, this is boring.
I love that, because you know what, that's like Elena behavior, because her humanity has off. But like, Rebecca's there, she's not, that's
have been
just
like
her.
Yeah, let's put gas in the car.
No,
Rebecca was
here,
like, yeah, let's
she's
steal
supporting.
A car.
Yeah, she's supporting the bad habit. She's a bad influence.
Yes. And then so then Stefan and Damon are kind of talking about Elena with no humanity. And they're like, Elena's ruthless, man. And I'm like, well, what did you think was going to happen whenever she turned off her humanity? Like, do we just think that like everything was going to be hunky-dory and she was going to be normal and everybody was going to be happy? Like, I don't know what they expected.
Oh, I know. And that's like the thing is, like, as we find out later, I think there are some vampires out there who can turn off their humanity and be okay and almost similar to themselves, just a little bitchy. But that's also like you're rolling the dice, going 50-50. Like you don't know like how bad that person's gonna be.
I mean, I don't think Elena was being that ridiculous. Like, yeah, she's being kind of a bitch, but like she wasn't killing anybody, as far as we know, up to this point. Like she hadn't killed anybody.
Yeah, for the most part, she was feeding them and stuff. I will say one thing that I liked about spoiler alert, when Caroline ends up turning hers off, she heals them. Which shows that there's actually some decency in her, not because she does it because she cares, but she's just covering up her tracks and everything like that.
Yeah.
But like, she's a really good prime example of where I find like, not to be like bad or anything, but like with the cheerleader with like Elena, like I was shocked to see that she didn't like heal her, you know?
I was yeah, like, that was a little weird.
Let's just leave this weird bandage on her neck in front of everybody. like I'm sorry, if that girl came back to my cheer squad, I'd go, are you good? Like I would be like, what the fuck just happened? Like you are literally gushing out of your neck right now.
Like, do you want to talk about it? What's going on?
Yeah, so like I can see where she was a little more vicious, but like you're right, she's just feeding, she isn't killing, you know?
Yeah.
But the cheer poor cheerleader, I don't know, I would have been concerned. I'd be like, you're not oh god, like girl, you're bleeding.
Right. And so then it's Stefan and Damon are talking about, they're like, we're not gonna trust her until she's cured or until she turns her humanity back on. And I'm like, okay, well, you guys didn't figure this out like beforehand.
No,
like,
they better keep that same energy when they go and turn theirs off. I'm just fucking saying right now, keep that same energy.
Right, absolutely. And so then we go back to Mystic Falls, and Klaus is like suffering from like these splinters of the way Oak's stake like lodged in his back by Silas. And then we see like Caroline walk in, and Klaus is like begging her for help, only to find out that like Silas is just using illusions to disguise himself as Caroline today. Like he's just being whoever he wants. Silas is bored. He's like, who am I going to fuck with today? Klaus?
I was going to say, what did Klaus Michelson have anything to do
for the search for Silas?
Nothing.
I don't think anything.
There is nothing. For the first time, Klaus has nothing to do with it. Just chill. Okay, this man has his own fucking platter of bullshit. Literally, Silas, this man didn't even come to the island. Why Klaus Michelson?
He was bored.
God damn it, Silas needs to pick up a hobby. Okay, that's the first thing I would do coming back to life after 1,000 years.
Right, I don't know, catch up on some TV or something.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm fucking saying. Like Klaus, poor Klaus. I don't even like him really, but like at the same time, like he didn't ask for this. Like, but
right. And then Silas is like keeps asking Klaus for the cure, and I'm like, Klaus has no idea where the cure is, bro. Like, not one inkling of an idea of where the cure is. Like,
nope.
No idea. He's like, I don't know. And Silas is like, where is it? He's like, I don't know. Like, I don't
know. And that's the thing. Can Silas get you to tell the truth?
I believe so.
Or is that
so.
Only in his human form?
Maybe only in his human form. I'm not sure.
I don't understand. It's weird though, because I would have been like, just tell him like me the truth and then like leave him alone. Like Silas did that with like Liz.
He just wanted to fuck with them. Yeah.
No, yeah, Klaus is just getting the shit out of this chick right now.
Everybody was just bored that day. And so now, like, this is where we find out that, like, Silas can turn into anybody. Because he's, like, telling Klaus, like, I could be Caroline today, but I could be anyone tomorrow. And Klaus is just sitting there, like, writhing in pain, like, okay, great. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I still don't know where the cure is.
I will tell you, Klaus met his match with this one, though. Right? I will say that for the first time, it's nice to see someone kind of be able to fuck with Klaus, because so far in the show, we've seen Klaus almost be the most powerful villain, you know? So it's nice to see that someone has, like, stepped up from that. And then it only gets worse and worse and worse and worse. So it's like, I was like, oh, no, uh-oh, he's really fucking with Klaus. Okay, and like in senses like that, where like now Silas is the main like antagonist of this season, when you see like a smaller antagonist that was for the other seasons, such as Klaus, it makes you wonder, like, okay, is like Klaus gonna like side with them right now? Because like the main the main antagonist is coming after him too, so it's like that's something I also put into consideration too. I was like, okay.
Yeah, for sure. And then, so we go back to this nice little town that Catherine is compelled in. So Rebecca and Elena are still, you know, pretty smart. So they decide they're going to go to this post office and try to find Catherine's address. And they talk to this mailman, and the mailman's like, oh, Catherine, your hair is different. Elena's like, oh, yeah, I cut it. Ha ha, ha ha. And he's like, but I just saw you 2 minutes ago, and your hair was not different. That must have been one fast haircut, man.
He knew. He said this ain't right.
Right. And so now they realize that, like, Catherine was just here. So, like, Rebecca and Elena, like, split up to look for her. And, like, Rebecca decides to go in the post office, and Elena goes out to the parking lot. And while Elena's, like, looking for her, Catherine, like, attacks her and, like, threatens to kill her. And I'm like, okay, Catherine, like, you just killed her brother. Like, whatever Elena's about to do to you, you probably deserve at this point. So you might just want to simmer down. Like, yeah, right. And then Rebecca actually saves Elena. And I'm kind of like, why did Rebecca do that? Because, like, it didn't really matter if, like, Elena was dead. Like, she knew where Catherine was.
It's just
was.
Back. It is just back to one of those I choose to be a good person when I want to be type thing with Rebecca.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, she hates you. She wants you to go through living hell. I just don't think she wishes, like, death on anybody, I think is really ultimately what it is. But, like, she'll make your life a living hell otherwise. She'd rather torture you alive than see you dead.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like Rebecca is. Like, she's just that I choose to do something nice, I guess, when I want to.
Right. And so Rebecca and Elena decide to take Catherine out to lunch. They go to the
girls' day.
Right.
Girls' day.
Why didn't we just go, like, somewhere more private? No, we're going to go to this nice little diner where these people literally are not doing anything wrong, and we're just going to sit here and we're going to talk this out. Yeah. And so, like, they're trying to hold, like, Catherine against her will, and Catherine's, like, not really doing anything to run away at this point, because, like, she knows that Rebecca's stronger than her. So she's just chilling. She's like, well, this sucks.
Yeah, no struggle to even try to sneak away or nothing. She sinks in her seat. She's there.
Yeah,
she's we're like, hanging out.
This is where I am now. Yep. And they start, like, demanding the cure from Catherine. And Catherine's like, hey, remember when I killed Jeremy?
That was she's fun. Such a bitch. She's such a bitch. And I will say, though, with Elena's humanity off, it's lucky it went that way, and then it wasn't, like, normal Elena, because Elena wouldn't have even thought twice before making a scene in front of that entire diner.
Yeah, no.
You know, like, she would have, like, tried to, like, literally just, like, rip that bitch's head off, like,
right and Rebecca's there. Like, oh, shit, let's not do this right now. And, you know, so, like, she starts talking about how, like, Elena turned off her humanity and blah, 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 blah. Like, Catherine's just avoiding the question at this point. Like, she knows she's been found out. So she just, like, doesn't know what to do besides like just, like, hit them while they're down. Yeah.
When I was, like, a kid, you know?
Yeah, I'd so you just, like, start talking about something completely different. Yep. Or my favorite thing to do is just be, like, they ask you a question, you can't think of a lie quick enough, so you're like, what? Like, you didn't hear them? That's Catherine right
oh
now.
Oh my god, shut up. David does it to me on a regular basis, and I get so mad. It's always, what? Or, huh? And I know he hears me because I don't have to ask again. He'll answer later.
Yeah,
after
you
a
need
second
a second to,
lie. I want to fucking kill him when he does that shit. You have no idea how mad it makes me.
So you're like,
I'll be like,
say?
I swear to God, like, I'll be like, you know, did you throw the load of laundry in the dryer? Huh? Oh, yeah. Why you say huh? I call him out on it, too. That's a great point. That's Catherine.
You need a second. Yeah. And so then Catherine's like, I'm going to go get some menus. And, like, Rebecca just stabs her in the hand with a fork. And, like, all these people
she knows.
Like,
she knows Catherine was going to, like, try to make a break for it or some shit. Like,
right. This waitress comes over and she's like, everything cool here? And Elena's like, compel this waitress to forget what she just saw. And Catherine's like, okay.
Like, I love that she just kind of, like, she just knows she's screwed. Like,
yeah,
she's
like there's nothing she can do at this point. And so then Catherine starts talking about how she was gonna, like, use the cure to bargain with Klaus for her freedom. And at this point, I'm like, Klaus is kind of looking for you.
No, I don't even think Klaus has mentioned her in seasons, dude. No. I'm not even kidding you. I don't think he literally has his own problem with Silas right now.
Right. He's not looking for her at all.
And also, Klaus does not want the fucking cure right now. What is Klaus going to do with the cure?
Yeah, nothing.
But tell me right now.
I give it to Klaus Elena?
Well, no. He's over that. Remember he said he didn't even care about it no more?
Yeah.
He was cool with Rebecca taking it. He didn't give a fuck.
He's like, I don't care who takes the cure right now. He's like, somebody.
He doesn't give a shit anymore. Exactly. At this point, maybe he'd give it to Silas because he's pissed and wants to kill his ass because he's over it. Right. But like, he doesn't want the cure. Like, Catherine, like, you really have to, like, if you're going to bargain, you got to bargain smart. Like, it's because
she really thinks the world revolves around her. So she's convinced that, like, Klaus is just sitting there seething, like, waiting for her to pop up. And Klaus is like, I don't even know who that woman is.
I swear, the paranoia. She needs help because, girl, that ship sailed and died a long time ago. Like, I promise you, he's probably more interested in, like, killing Elena. I don't even know. He's not even mad at Elena. He literally has nothing on his plate.
No, he's not really mad at anybody. He's just over. I mean, Tyler, but he's not even actively looking for him. He's not even looking
for Tyler. He doesn't give a shit right now. He's taking a break, finally.
Yep.
He's taking a break. Let him just take, Catherine, just do you. Like, literally, just do you.
Yes.
And that's the thing is, you're an entire world, okay? An entire world. 7 continents, right?
Why is she a couple states away? Like, why didn't she go to, like, I don't know, like,
Klaus is not going to search. Yes, Klaus is not going to search endless parts of the world looking for you. And it's not like vampires have like a scent. They're not going to like smell you.
Like bloodhound you down.
Yeah, that's not happening. Okay. Literally, girl, if you lay low and you live normal, you're fine and you can have a very normal life.
Exactly. And so then like Elena's like, yeah, right. You're just going to do something to screw all of us over. And then like Catherine's like trying to say that she's like, different now and she's not trying to screw anybody over, and I don't know, did you believe that little spiel that she had there?
Kind of. I don't know, because like I feel, this is my thing, is I don't feel like she's different. I think she just is, in a sense, not wanting to make any shit decisions. At the end of the day, she's still her, but necessarily with her, I don't think Catherine is a bad person. I don't know. I take that back. She's a bad person. I just don't think she intends to do bad things. She does it because she puts herself first, in which sometimes is a very actually realistic thing to do. I know in a lot of situations, I could be definitely very comparable to Catherine Pierce. Not that I'm selfish, but I just am that way. At the end of the day, like, if I was in a situation, I'm going to come home to my family. That's it. That's me. You know, not that I care less about anybody else, but these people are strangers to her. Like, if you think about it from this perspective, and this is coming from somebody who likes Catherine. If you look at it in a different perspective, like, she doesn't owe these people anything. The only reason that we feel an emotional connection with these characters is because they're the main characters. Catherine doesn't have that emotional experience that even we do as viewers.
I get that. To an extent, but you'd think, because in my opinion, how much she claims to love Stefan, she would then realize that hurting the people that Stefan cares about is not going to get her anywhere with Stefan.
See, I feel that way later in the show, like season 5.
Yeah.
Not that I don't, because I'm a strong believer in thinking that she's always loved Stefan. I just don't think it's something she acts upon in the first couple seasons.
Yeah.
Or really brings to attention. But in season 5, I can agree with the sense of what happens in season 5. If you know what I'm referring to, it's really low blow, shitty move. I don't like it. But I right now in this current standpoint, I can see why she'd fuck him over or whatever. But if she doesn't have moral to or reasoning to, for the reason of quote unquote surviving, as Catherine Pierce would say, I don't see her going out of her way to intentionally try to do harm to them. It was,
you know, all what I'm still confused about them. Why did she go get the cure in the first place? Like, I know she said she's gonna give it to Klaus and blah blah blah, but like, that seemed like she was doing the most. Like, you couldn't have went to get the cure after they already had it.
I will say, I agree. Like, I would have just watched closely to see who was in possession of it, but I feel like maybe she feared they'd take it right away.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Who knows? You know, what if, like, Rebecca got a hold of it first and Rebecca decided to shove it down her throat immediately, then Catherine would be like, you bitch.
Right.
Bitch slap. I don't know. But, like, at the same time, though, that was really, that's a low blow. Like, she even put herself in danger, though. Like, imagine if Silas woke Catherine, like, herself. Like, Silas is way stronger than you, girl. Trust me when I say that. So, like, it was, like, her, I think, just going out on a limb. Honestly, but like with Catherine, do I think she changed? No, but I feel like she doesn't have reasoning to hurt them right now or hurt the people around them right now.
Yeah.
So I think meant it when, not that she's changed, but she's not right now out to like fuck their life up, you know?
Yeah, I get that for sure. And so then like Rebecca and Elena are like find Catherine's phone and they see that she has this like appointment with somebody with the initials EM.
EM. And I'm thinking like Emily.
Yeah, Emily. Like I had no clue who it really was.
No, I had no fucking idea. The clues are right there. The clues are written right in front of us. How we did not see this, I have no idea.
I did not know the same way. Yeah. And Catherine kind of looks like nervous. She's like, no, I don't know who that is.
Which, why? Why was she so nervous?
She was nervous because she had convinced, I realized this, like, after watching it, like, four or five times now, that she was scared that, which does happen, Elena would tell Elijah, spoiler alert, it was Elijah, what she did to Jeremy. Because she had been spending all this time convincing Elijah that she changed. And that she wasn't a bad person anymore.
That's right. Memory unlocked.
Yes. Okay. And so now Elena's like deciding she's going to go meet this person. And she's like, I'm going to pretend to be you. And she like makes Catherine give her jewelry and her jacket.
She doesn't want to. My favorite, she's so hesitant about it because Catherine isn't the type to share her clothes. She's the biggest diva. And she's like, ew, no, don't touch me. Don't touch my clothes. Like, that's so Catherine. I can't explain it. That's fucking hysterical.
And so, yeah, she ends up, like, taking her shoes, too. And then Catherine's like, you're never going to be able to pass as me. And then my favorite part is whenever Elena mimics her, I start laughing so hard. Like, Elena, stop
this whole,
right now.
Like part of the episode, like even when the boys come, like this is my favorite thing in the world. I seriously love this like episode so much.
I know, it's hilarious. And so now we see Elena, she's going off to meet, obviously now we know Elijah. And so then we go back to Klaus, who's still trying to get this like white oak stake out of himself with pliers. And I'm like, okay, that looks painful. And Caroline shows up and she's just like incredibly annoyed at this point. And she's like, why do you keep calling me? Like, I'm very busy right now. I have prom to plan and you won't leave me alone, Klaus. And he's just like, no, you aren't Caroline. You're Silas. And she's just like, what are you talking about, dude?
That's the drugs. Lay off the drugs, Klaus.
Yes. She's like, what? And then he like realizes that it's her. And he's like, can you please get the steak out of me? And she's like, no. And he's like, what?
As she should.
And she's like, no, not until you say that Tyler can come back and you're not going to kill him.
And that's so true, because like, Klaus can't be asking for help.
No,
he can't be asking for favors
right now. No. And they start having this fight, and this is actually one of my favorite scenes between them. Like, I don't even really like Caroline like that, but whenever she, like, screams at him, like, I should have turned my back on you ages ago. Dude, that shit gets me every time.
It's emotional.
I get chills every time. I'm like, oh my god, I wasn't ready.
No.
I just like wasn't expecting it. So they go into this confrontation and Klaus like, I think Klaus like starts to realize that she's right. And then all of a sudden the pain's just gone. And Klaus is like really scared. He's like, he just like made me think that this pain was here and it's not. And
which, by the way, I'm going to say this. It's not talked about often because we didn't get to see much of Silas to his full extent. But I'm going to say that that's incredible.
In a sense, yeah, that, like, you could do that to Klaus. Because,
I mean,
Michelson.
We've never seen anything stronger than Klaus up until this point.
Yes, like, I've seen Bonnie, obviously, you know, do her little witchy woo where she can make people, like, fall to the ground and be like, ah, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, Klaus, no. So, like, that says a lot, too, that, like, you are literally making Klaus hallucinate, feel this pain that's not there without even, like, mm-hmm. being, like, there. Like, it's so fucking weird. Like, I,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
That's insane.
Yeah. And so, you know, Carolyn's obviously, like, well, how powerful is this guy if he can, like, convince you to do, like, think that there's all this pain, and she's concerned about it too. And then, like, as Caroline's about to leave, like, Klaus asks her, like, if they're friends. And I'm like, Klaus, now's not the motherfucking time, bro. Like, she's really mad at you right now. Like, you might just want to chill.
Yeah, like, right.
And she, like, brings up Tyler again, and he's like, well, I'm not exactly, like, looking for him, if you haven't noticed. Like, if I wanted him to be dead,
that's
he'd
true.
Be dead.
Back to what you were saying. Like, if he really wanted to, like, look for Tyler, uh-huh. he would be looking for Tyler, trust me. Like, that's exactly what he did with Catherine for a while, you know?
Yeah.
He was chasing, once upon a time, Catherine to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
But he's just
at
not
this
motivated.
Point, he's just like, whatever, I don't care anymore. And so he kind of tells her that, like, he's not gonna hunt him down and kill him. And then the two, like, they do decide to be friends, which, like,
which
I think Klaus needs a friend, personally.
I think he does, because I like, I say a thousand times, I hate to see the whole rerun of Klaus every season doing the same thing, looking for the same, like, just Elena's doppelganger blood and his hybrids. Like, that
yeah.
went on for seasons, dude.
Seasons,
like, it was
yeah.
so tiring. He was in the
yeah.
same loop. He was having zero character development. Nothing. Like, literally, he was the most stagnant character in this, like, era. So the fact
yeah.
that, like, something is starting to pull a little, and I'm feeling it, like, it's not fully there yet, but I'm feeling it, and I'm like, this has potential. This has a lot of potential, in which it does, obviously, and you see that mostly
mm-hmm.
not in TBD, but you see it in, like,
the originals for sure,
where it has that potential, and you see almost, like, he's a different guy, like, in that whole show, like,
'cause, like,
even in the beginning, like, what
yeah.
I watched.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I didn't care for Klaus, like, even, like, most of the originals, like, probably up to, like, season 4 of the originals, but whenever, like, Hope is older, I don't know, something about that hits differently. Every single time, like, I watch Legacies, I know you don't, every single time Hope is talking about her dad in Legacies, I just start crying, I don't know, it just hits me differently.
You love that, you little emotional little bean.
Yes.
You. No,
yeah,
so, like, I really like to
sad.
See that.
Yeah.
I like to see that growth in him, though, because look at
yeah.
how it's making you feel, and he's not even in Legacies.
Yeah.
So that says a lot, that they really worked really well with his character.
I mean,
because
they really changed
start.
Him by the end. Like, I mean, I get that, like, he did a lot of terrible things, and, like, that can't be, like, forgiven, like, killing Jenna and, like, all the stuff he did to Elena and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, like, he tried to be a better person before everything.
The way I look at it, and this is just from somebody who's only watched, I'm in season 2 of the originals, the way that I see Klaus a lot too is, like, he didn't really have the character development in TBD. But once we started to kind of move over and he's in his own story, I feel like the life that he was living in New Orleans was a new life, and he put this shit in the past almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because, like,
I mean, he didn't give a crap about hybrids or anything
this
anymore.
This was all in the past. It was almost like a dream, like, it never happened.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah.
mean? So it was like they opened up a lot.
I mean,
of
he for sure
to
still
to.
Had his issues, but he just, like, wasn't concerned with this, like, petty shit that, like,
yes.
he was.
Yes, because if you look
with.
At his issues in the originals versus his issues in TBD, there's a difference. And I can even say that only being 2 seasons
yeah.
in, there is a difference.
Yeah.
So I can see a lot of character growth. And do I like Klaus still? No. But do I see
yeah.
the potential and the growth in his character? Hell yeah, and I'll recognize the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And I think it's fantastic. But it took a while in TBD to get to this point. But this scene right here with him and Caroline,
mm-hmm.
it pulled. It, you can feel it. It's happening.
Yeah,
like, she said
sure.
to him, like, what did she say to him? There's this one line. It hits really different. What did she fucking say? Trying to resonate with you, Caroline Forbes. Hello. He was, like, said something about, like, having hope. No. faith in him for caring. I don't remember. It was like a cute little line she said to him. I'm gonna have to figure it out. It was really, really cute, and I'm so upset I can't remember it right now.
Are you talking about whenever she tells him that, like, anybody capable of love is capable of being saved?
Was that the scene?
No, that was the scene whenever he was about to kill her at Elena's house, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that was this scene, but regardless, that line too pulled at me. I was like, okay. But like,
I think that Caroline's the only one that ever gave him that opportunity to be good. Like, everybody else just was like, well, Klaus is evil, that's the end of it. Like,
I will say the one scene that I really like, that I think this is the only other person I think that really saw Klaus for Klaus, was Stefan. And I think not in the sense of when they went on their Ripper binge, you know, and did their stupid fuck shit. Although I'll tell you straight up that, like, Stefan actually really still got to understand and know Klaus. I will say, though, that when Stefan is in season 7 and sees Klaus in season 7, it hits different.
Yeah, for sure. Because I mean, they both grown a lot by that point.
Hell yeah, he said, "See you later, old friend." I said, "Oh, I'm gonna throw up everywhere. I don't even like Klaus." I was like, "I'm gonna puke, Coffin. Oh, I'm gonna puke right now. It's all on the ground." Yeah, it's my favorite.
We got pretty far off topic there, but
that's okay. We've got time to kill. We're here for a good time and a long time. But I was like, that's not the saying, it makes no sense. But back to the subject though at hand, I will say one more thing though, is with Caroline and Klaus right here in this scene, I feel like that answer still isn't good enough for me a little bit. Just like, I'm not hunting him down, but now he still can't come back.
I mean, yeah, he didn't say, you know what I mean, explicitly he could come back, but I don't think, I mean, to be fair, doesn't Tyler come back in a couple episodes and Klaus still doesn't do anything? He's just like, okay, cool.
Because Klaus left. Klaus left Mystic Falls and he came back. So it's like Tyler saw an out and like flew in there real quick.
Yeah.
But like still, I mean
Klaus probably knew he was back. Wait.
Yeah, right. And that's my point that I was about to make, is literally like, I feel like Klaus doesn't even want to kill him. I feel like he plays this game where he wants to scare him. You know what I mean? Like a Halloween prank.
I'm guessing most of the people who are listening to this have watched the originals. I don't think that Klaus wanted to kill Tyler until Tyler tried to kill Haley while she was pregnant. That is the only time that I think that Klaus actually was going to kill him. And he still didn't. He still let him go. So,
which I'm going to say about that, because I watched that episode, I'm gonna say that he was so fucking manic. He was so manic. Tyler, yes. He was manic as hell. He had me so stressed that entire episode. Like, it almost was like that wasn't Tyler. Like, I can't explain it.
Because it didn't make any sense.
It was like, so weird.
BC and TVD would never do anything to hurt a child, regardless of if it's Klaus's child or not. Like, I couldn't never see him doing anything.
Now, do you know what
hurt.
Gets it's crazy to me too, because don't forget that Tyler and Haley had that friendship, and like,
right, like
I was just
friend.
Like, that's manic. I can't. Yeah. Tyler, you're on X Games mode right now. I can't. Right. It's not happening. But anyway, back to the episode. I'm 100% on the same page as you, though. I don't even think Klaus really would give a shit. But that sucks, though, that, like, because Caroline's still hurting over it. Whether or not she's, like, hinting at some sort of feeling towards Klaus or opening up to him or anything like that. Right now, she's also not really involved with anybody else.
No.
She hasn't opened up or anything. She's still pretty hurt over Tyler not being there, and which I fully understand, because at the end of the day, like, I don't think Tyler and Caroline got toxic till like this on and off, on and off, on and off thing.
Yeah, well, started like here.
Yeah, and prior, I thought they were really good for each other. And I feel like Tyler finally got the support and turned into less of a
dick.
And
I mean, I think if there's anybody who couldn't let it go, like, between the beef that Tyler and Klaus had, it was definitely Tyler, because Tyler was still all about finding Klaus and doing something to Klaus, even after Klaus was long
gone. He killed his mom, so it's just,
which I get it. I get it. I mean, that hurts, but like at the same time, like, you gotta let it go eventually.
Yeah.
And I mean, he couldn't kill Klaus. If he killed Klaus, then everybody was gonna die. So what was his plan?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That's very true. You can't.
So,
you gotta think
out of the two, the petty one was Tyler at the end of the day, at the end of all of it.
Yeah, I think so in a sense as well. You definitely gotta like work with what you got, and at that point you can't really hold a grudge on what's already gone. You just kind of, he was in a position that where it's like, it's okay to grieve and be upset and lash out and act the way you are, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But like also think about what's in front of you, and that was Caroline, and you're also jeopardizing your future relationship with Caroline, who is the one person who's still here for you, you know, because he doesn't have his dad or his mom or anything anymore. So it's like you really got to think future wise too. But I thought it sucked because I did actually really like them before this toxic on and off bullshit. You know what I mean? I thought they balanced each other out really well. So I was like, damn, that fucking sucks.
For sure. So finally we go back to this town, and Elena's like going to meet this mystery person, and she's really shocked whenever Elijah shows up. And then she's even more so shocked whenever Elijah kisses her, because he thinks it's Catherine, obviously. And she's just like, what is going on right now? And honestly, I was surprised too. I didn't see it coming. I don't know. I guess I just didn't get the clues or something. And I'm like, what is happening right now? And honestly, I'm going to be real. I don't know why, but there's something about Elijah and Elena that I kind of shipped a couple times. I don't know what it was. Like, I don't
know. Is it something,
not something real? Like,
this is actually, hold up. Don't feel so weird. Cause this is a common thing. I see it talked about actually a lot. I wasn't even against it. I'm not for it, but I'm not against it. Like if it happened, I'd be like, okay, that's new. But it's talked about a lot. And my thing is this something that you felt back when like we met him in season 2 onward, or is it something that started like now?
No, it was definitely in season 2. Like, I don't know, they just had like some different kind of chemistry, like whenever they were talking and like hanging out and stuff, and he was trying to protect her.
They're the same person. They just want to protect everybody, make sure everybody's cool, but they're very tamed. Inside type people. I can't explain it. It's like they're just mellow, both of them. Like they're actually very similar.
Yeah, they are. They are really similar. And I think that like Nina and Daniel just had good chemistry anyway, because like anytime they were on screen together, it was pretty
Daniel's pretty actually good. Fantastic.
He's hilarious. I love watching like give interviews and stuff.
Yeah, if you watch like all like the fun like Comic-Con ones, they're so funny. He's so funny. Yeah. I love that man. But
because he's so serious in the show, and he's not like that at all.
I swear to God, it is literally the polar opposite. It's so like frightening. I can't
it's like
even
jarring explain. The first time you watch it, because you like expect Elijah, and then you like that's not what you're getting.
Who
here
the hell is this man?
I also love that he dates like really young models. I'm like, you know what, man, you get that shit, you're still fine, you get
they know yes. And like real quick before we move back on, because like we do have got time to kill in this episode, and we hope you guys love the small chitter chatter and fun little things, but back to like the subject of like the interviews and like Comic-Con interviews and everything like that. One of my all-time favorite, and listeners, guys, if you hear this, please look up this video on YouTube. It is 50-50, like it's so worth it. Like I cannot explain. Okay, it's just him and Paul Wesley up on stage, and they're talking about God knows what. They're answering questions, they're vibing, they're chilling, they're laughing, making jokes, doing, you know, whatever they do. They said a couple other things that were really funny in this interview, but the one thing that really got me was, and this is when the originals was being filmed and seasons were coming out and everything like that, Paul Wesley at the time was dating Phoebe Tonkin, and he was making jokes about how Elijah and her had a kiss all the time. And Paul Wesley starts talking about how like he would make Phoebe brush his teeth because he's like, you smell like Daniel. Oh my God, you taste like Daniel. Get away from me. I bet you like him more than me now, don't you? Like he was just making these like jokes about it. And like Daniel was like, I liked it. I'd kiss her more, just to like say it, you know, just to fuck with like Paul Wesley. It is one of the funniest things, is watching the two of them go back and forth about Phoebe. It is so funny. I 10 out of 10 recommend you guys to watch it. But Daniel Gillies is fucking awesome. And I love Elijah. He is my favorite Michelson brother. He is my favorite. He's fucking great. And in this scene, I'll tell you what, he immediately knew it was not Catherine after this kiss. Can we talk about that?
apparently, because I've even seen this posted about, he saw like Elena's daylight ring and then knew
That's
it was
right.
Elena.
That's yeah. right. I thought for a minute, I was like, well, yeah, they're going to kiss differently. Like, what the fuck?
Well,
like, he's
I'm
probably
sure
like, what
they
the
did
hell
that
happened?
too. I think he was probably a little sus at that point too, because even Elena like wasn't kissing him back. She was just like standing there like, oh, okay,
Which
this is
girl,
happening.
listen, you're Miss Thing,
Get
listen.
it.
Yes, your humanity's off. You shouldn't give a fuck. Now, no
Yeah.
disrespect to Damon. We love Damon, but
Yeah.
also you have an excuse. Okay, use it. Okay. Use
Right.
it. He'll forgive you. He loves you. Just do it. Just one
Yes.
time. Just go for it. Just knock it out of the ballpark. Now, my favorite thing is by chance, I don't think that this is a thing, but can vampires switch daylight rings?
No. I remember they talk about it a lot because somebody was like, oh, can I just use yours or something? And they were like, no, that's not the way it works. It
Ah,
has
that's
to be
lame.
made for you. Yeah.
That is so lame. I mean, I get it, but it's so lame.
Yeah.
But I will say though that, like, you know, this entire time we've been doing the last couple of episodes, us the entire time is, where's Elijah? Where is
Here
Elijah?
He is.
Here,
Found
Pennsylvania,
him.
But fuck nowhere, Pennsylvania with Catherine.
Making out
I
with
love
Catherine,
that.
Yep.
I love that for them though, because he actually like really fucking cared about her.
He did. And to be honest, I actually, somebody just posted this in the group. I don't know if it was you.
It was me.
But yeah, did you think that like she genuinely cared for Elijah? I do, and here's my reason why, and we'll get to this I think next episode, but real quick, because she tried really hard to convince Elijah not to go to New Orleans with Klaus, and that is the only reason why I think she really did care. Because at this point, I was like, oh, no, she don't care. She's just using him to, like, protect her because she knows Elena and Damon and stuff are going to come after her for killing Jeremy, and she needs somebody on her side. But whenever she does try to convince him in that episode to not go, I do think that she really did care for him. Because like,
okay, I respect it because you
yeah.
obviously, she wouldn't want him to leave, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of it, too, is what I've gotten from Catherine. Oh God, not me analyzing her like a therapist. That's what I sound like. But I think I kind of understand the complex of her character a little bit, actually, just as you said that. And I think a lot of it is because of all the shit that she had went through, the fear of living from Klaus and just constantly on the move and doing selfish things and pushing the people away from her and fucking everybody over for her own thing, is that at the end of the mm-hmm. day, she's very fucking alone. She is very alone. She has always been alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's always been alone. Now, the thing is her type. Okay. So you know how people will always compare the Michelson brothers and the Salvatore brothers? Klaus and Damon are always in one category. Well, Elijah
yeah.
and Stefan are in the other category.
The other, yeah.
And do you notice that she's going for the good boys, right? Not the bad boys, right? She's going for like.
I think
these,
she
like,
always wanted to be good. Like
I
don't
think so
think
too.
That
I think it's the
somewhere
protection,
deep inside
the safety.
She wanted to be good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the protection, the safety, the security, the feeling of actually being loved. I think that that's something she is. So I think in that sense too that she actually really did care about Elijah because. She
was, do I think that like she would drop Elijah if Stefan was like, "Hey, I love you and I want to be with you"? Absolutely.
Which I mean, I get it. I
yeah.
get it. Cause I think this is gonna be really weird. I think Elijah's a lot more sweet and I think he's a lot more gentlemanlike and caring
mm-hmm.
and loving, more loving than Stefan. And you know, some people will call Stefan boring or he's not Damon. But if you look at
yeah.
Stefan as an individual, there's moments of his, like you gotta think of like things he did when he was with Lexi. You gotta think of things
I
like,
mean, yeah, he's a little riskier than like
he has fun given that there's no stress going on around him. You know,
and
so
the thing
like,
with Elijah is, even as we see throughout the originals, is that his only concern and his main concern is always going to be to try to redeem Klaus. That is all he wants.
That's
and
his main
his
priority.
Life.
Yeah.
yeah. And then I think Catherine probably even knew that even whenever she was begging him not to go to New Orleans, that
as
Klaus was always going to be his
yeah.
number one priority.
And which kind of sucks because it's like, I love Elijah for doing that because nobody else does that for Klaus.
But at the same time, I wish he would have got to go and live his own life.
Exactly. Exactly. Even when at the end of the originals, yeah. Come on now. Come on now.
Don't start.
I didn't even watch it, but I watched it.
Had to get in the shower. I was crying so hard. Like, that was the only thing I could do.
Blend the tears in with the water. Nobody will know.
That was the only thing I could do. Nobody's going to know.
How would they know? Yeah, right? No. Yeah. We knew, Alex. We knew.
Dude, it was like that. It sucks.
I feel bad for Elijah. I did. Yes. I really did. But like, yes. Catherine and Elijah, if they really were the happily ever after in the show at some point, I'd be 150% okay with it.
Yeah, I would be. Okay
I think
with
he.
It.
I think he'd be really.
And honestly, I know that people love Haley and Elijah together. I never really cared for it all that much, in my opinion. And I would have rather him been with Catherine. To be completely honest, I love Haley as a character. I just never really liked them together.
Yeah, I've seen both, you know, I've seen a good mix of both. A good mix of people will say that they like Haley and Elijah, but also like almost the same equivalent will say that they don't. And they'll say that they liked Haley with like Jackson.
I love Haley with Jackson. Yeah.
I see that a lot. So it's like in that sense, it's just kind of like, like from what I've seen so far, I didn't get to see them take off into any sort of like,
because they never did.
I feel like they're just like honest, they really never good did. Friends. I feel like they're good friends, or like
they always she's had like a sister. That there. Like they always did love each other, but never in the original set. Like as we see like in TBD, whenever Damon and Alina finally take off, it was like we had the same kind of build off with no reward at the end. Like with Damon and Alina, they finally end up together. You're like,
I can see that. Yeah,
everything that I wanted happened, but with Haley and Elijah, never happened.
Yeah, because I've heard, you know, because I haven't watched it, I've heard that they're just like never actually established. Like, we are in a relationship. So that's different. But I will say that like, they just seemed very like brotherly, sisterly. I got your back. Thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And then in the end, he didn't even have her back. I mean, I know everybody says, like, he didn't know his memory.
We don't need to talk about that. I'm just going to go die. I haven't even seen it. And I'm like, damn, that's really fucking shitty. I'm going to, I don't like that. But we'll get to the originals next. Guys. We'll get there.
Because I'm going to make Sydney watch it.
Yeah, we'll have some like original dedicated posts. We'll throw one here for you guys and everything like that. And
I have a lot of thoughts. Have a lot of feelings.
It's not talked about often. It's not something you hear from most people. It's just kind of like everybody watches it and then it's just there, you know. Like nobody ever talks about it like TBD. So I'm gonna have to watch it, and we'll throw a couple original ones in to spice it up for you guys.
But
anyway, we hope that you guys liked the little sneak peek, I guess. But anyways,
back to what we're talking about.
I love it.
He obviously Elijah realizes that it's Alina, not Catherine. And he like asks her where Catherine is. And we kind of just like don't get to see the rest of that conversation right now because Damon and Stefan have just arrived to Willoughby, Pennsylvania. They just rode in. They figured it out.
How did they know?
I don't. Liz was tracking them and she found out that we always got Liz
again,
Julie
Plec just finding a quick way to make something happen because she can't think of anything else. This is what I'm getting a lot of in these two episodes. I'm getting a lot of Julie Plec just saying, just make it happen.
Right. And so they are in the, like, Catherine and Rebecca are still in this like little cafe, like fighting with each other. And like Rebecca ends up like breaking Catherine's wrist. And then all of a sudden Damon and Stefan just walk up. They're like, so this is what you guys are doing then. Like, great. What so a happy.
Now, I bet Rebecca is just infuriated because she's so close to the cure, she can taste it.
She's like, I don't need you to right now. I'm trying to figure out what the cure is. And so then they start asking, like, where's Alina? And, like, Catherine's like, oh, she's probably in the morgue by now. Why would Catherine think that Elijah would do anything to hurt Alina? Elijah always cared for Alina, in my opinion, as a person. Like, obviously, I don't think it was romantic, but
Elijah would never.
That was his friend.
Like a rabbit. I don't even. Like, I'm sorry. The only person or the only people I think Elijah would hurt is literally if somebody was about to kill a sibling in front of him.
Yeah.
Like,
because even after he thought they killed Klaus, he didn't go after them.
He's just not like that. Yeah. He's just not. He's just not.
No.
He's the negotiator.
And so, like, I don't get why Catherine, like, just thought that, like, he would just kill Elena. Like, he would just be like, Elena, what are you doing here? Like, that's all he would say.
He sounded just like him. Stop.
I know. And so Catherine, like, then tells them, like, he went to meet Elijah and that Elijah probably killed her after realizing that it wasn't Catherine. And then they start talking about, like, well, why are you meeting Elijah? What's going on? And she starts to say that it's her special friend. And the look of disgust on all of their faces will never not be funny to me. They're all like, that is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
The pure disgust. Like, at the top of my head, the first face that comes to mind is Rebecca. I think it's just like, the lips that she has going on. It's because it's like, she's like, that's my brother. And you're fucking Catherine. Get away from me. Ew.
Yeah. Even, you know? But even Stefan and Damon are like, that's nasty.
Leave her alone. She's getting it, okay? Leave her alone. Yes. Elijah deserves it too. Elijah deserves some puss. He's great.
And so then Stefan, like, goes and he's trying to find Elijah and Elena, and he, like, uses Catherine's phone to call Elijah, and Elijah's like, well, I mean, I'm not gonna hurt Elena, but, like, I want to make sure that Catherine is safe. And I'm just like, Elijah, no. No, that's my feelings at this point. I'm like, just leave. Catherine is just causing a lot of mayhem right now, and you just gotta let them do what they gotta do with her, like, at the end of the day. The thing is that I don't think that they were gonna kill Catherine. They just wanted her to give them the cure. Like, nobody was like, we're gonna kill you, like, at all. Like, nobody was, like, threatening her life. They were just like, can we have the cure now? Thank you. You stole it. We don't understand why. You say it was for Klaus. Klaus doesn't want it. So you just give it to us. Like, that was it. That was it. I know. And so then Rebecca and Damon force Catherine to take them to the cure. And she takes the two to their house. And she's, like, pretending to get something for, like, her bookcase. And she's like, oh, no, it's gone. And I'm like, Catherine, you really thought this was going to work? Like, you really thought in your mind that you were just going to be like, oh, it's gone, I don't know where it is. And David and Rebecca are going to be like, okay, yeah, sounds good. I don't know who took it. Weird.
You know, she's not, this is what I get from her. She's good when she's planning something.
She's on not the spot, good under pressure.
No, she has no idea what is that. She's the what? Huh? Right?
Yeah.
She has no effing idea.
And so then they notice that she has this, like, giant fish tank in her house with, like, no fish in it, and they're like, hey, maybe that's weird.
Maybe they died. Maybe she doesn't know how to take care of fish. Leave her alone.
And so they try to get it out. Like, there's, like, this treasure chest at the bottom, and so David tries to get it, and then he finds out that, like, the water's vervain, and Catherine, like, shoves his face into it, and I'm like, oh my god, you are doing the most, dude. And so, like, she's trying to, like, vampire speed away, and Rebecca, like, stops her, and, like, she tosses this, like, cure in the air, and Rebecca, like, grabs it and then, like, takes it real quick, and Damon's just like, no. And she, like, faints.
What did
onto
he expect, though? What did
he
expect, though? Is you're gonna team up and you're gonna go to this house, right? One person wants the cure and the other person wants the cure. What the fuck do you think is gonna happen?
Exactly.
One person is gonna get the cure and dip. If it was Damon would have did the exact same thing that Rebecca just did.
Yeah.
Like, so why are you guys teaming up when you guys are actually on opposing teams? I'm just not understanding the logic here.
Yeah. And so then, like, she, like, wakes up a little bit later. Stefan's there. And everybody thinks she's cured. And Damon's like, well, now I'm going to kill her because I'm pissed. And so he tries to throw this letter opener at her. And she catches it real quick. And, like, then, like, they realize that, like, whatever she took was not the cure. And so now we're like, oh, well.
Now, here's a quick question about Rebecca and the cure real quick. Why do you think she wants it so bad? Do you really think that being a vampire takes it away from having a normal life? Because I don't think it does at all.
She never got to try to be human. She never got to have a family or fall in love with anybody or have kids. And that's all she really wanted.
I feel like the kids situation is the only thing that would affect, like, the human thing. Like, I feel like as a vampire, like, I've seen it with other vampires.
Yeah.
I feel like you are very capable of having a normal life set if you get the fuck, number one, out of Mystic Falls.
Yeah.
And two, like, you, like, I, you, we see, you know, Damon and Elena, who are vampires through most of the show, and they fall in love and everything's hunky dory. And I just feel like that Rebecca still had a shot at happiness, even if she didn't take the cure. So it was a little upsetting to, like, not see that potential. You know what I mean? That she thought the cure was going to be what made her happy. Yeah. You know, it rubs me wrong a little because I'm like, Rebecca, like, I do fucks with her. She could be irritating as shit, but, like, I fucks with her. She's dope. And I just feel like her character had a lot of potential to be happy otherwise without
it. I agree. I mean, I think she was and could be happy without it. I think that it was just something that, like, she never had a say in becoming a vampire. Like, her mother just did
it to her. They just did it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been, like, 1,000 years of the same bullshit now, like her getting daggered by Klaus, her having to worry about what Klaus is doing just over and over again. And I think she's just sick of it. Yeah. Like, she just wants to do her own thing.
I would be so scared though, because if I was human, I'm fragile and easy to kill now. You know what I mean? And God knows if Klaus snaps one time. Oh God.
Right. Like, you're just dead at this point.
Yeah, there's no daggering and coming back in 100 years, honey. You're done. You're done. Like the TikTok sound, you're done.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so we go back to Elijah and Elena, and they're kind of talking, and like Elena's like telling Elijah, like, you can't trust Catherine, like, she always lies. And he's like, well, she didn't lie about you becoming a vampire. And then he's like, and I can tell you shut off your humanity, so why? And she tells him, because he's like,
because at this point it's like, why are you trying to pull some personal shit into this right now? Yeah. Like, because at the same time, it's kind of like the main priority here is the cure, not picking at Elijah about his relationship.
Yeah, so you kind of like,
you don't like when people did that shit to you. Don't pick at Elijah for his choice, okay?
Right. And so then we like, so she just straight up tells him that, like, Jeremy died and Catherine killed him. And he's just, like, shocked because he had no idea about this at all.
Yep, like, that's what you said Catherine was worried about.
That's what she's scared of, yeah. And so then all of a sudden, of course, Catherine shows up, snaps Elena's neck. And then Elijah's like, so did you kill Jeremy?
he don't even care. He's just, like, he's, like, ridiculing her like a parent. He's ready to just... He's mad at her.
And she's like, you know, I'm not gonna say I didn't, but there was a reason. And he's like, I don't care what the reason was.
Let's not resort to murder, okay?
Yeah. And she like tries to stop him from leaving, and she's like, but you promised me that you were gonna help me, like, you know, with Klaus and giving this cure. And he really lays into her. He's like, so you just wanted me to help you gain your freedom. Like, you don't care about me. Like, I'm like, he felt stupid. Used almost, you know? Yeah.
Which also, by the way, did Elijah previously know about this plan to give Klaus the cure?
Yeah, he did know. That's why he was asking her, like, where the cure was and everything whenever he met up with her.
Now, I'm wondering why Elijah even... I mean, maybe Elijah's still under the impression that Klaus wants to make...
Elijah doesn't really know anything that's going on.
We haven't caught up in a long time. Maybe Elijah's still, like, he's on his hybrid spree.
Yeah, he doesn't really know anything that's going on at this point. Yeah. And so then we see, like, Elijah basically just walks away from her. And he's like, yeah, I don't have time for your bullshit anymore. And so we go to Damon and Stefan, and they're looking for Elena, and Damon, like, is admitting that, like, he did hesitate in stopping Rebecca from taking the cure, but he has come to accept that, like, Elena would be better off human. And here's my thing. I don't like that Elena became human again, spoiler alert, but I understand that that's what she wanted. I do not think that she was better off human. I think once she became a vampire, she was a lot more fun and, like, more herself.
I don't get. Yeah. And, like, this is going to sound very Damon Salvatore of me, but, like, I don't get what's great about being a human over being a vampire. I just don't understand it. And this is also my thing, is, spoiler alert, in the end, Elena's like, oh, we're going to take this cure together. And Damon's like, yeah, I'm going to take it. Wouldn't you guys want to be together, like, forever?
So, like, why would you want to,
So let's be humans and die? Like, yeah, I guess if they want kids, you can always adopt kids. I'm just saying that vampires are still also very capable of adopting children.
Right, and taking care of them. Yeah,
I just think that that's really odd that, like, same thing with, like, I mean, that's, I guess
the other thing with Rebecca is that, like, she could have just, like, adopted.
That too. I didn't think about that earlier when I was talking about it. But, like, that's true. And, like, spoiler alert, the same thing bothered me with Bonnie and Enzo. Now, did I realize that Bonnie probably didn't want to forfeit her magic? Probably.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, it's like, yes, let's become humans and die, old, fragile people together in, like, 30 years, 40 years.
And also, you guys are surrounded by danger, like, on a daily basis. Don't you think you'd want to be, like, more invincible to it?
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Okay. Facts. So I just don't understand the wanting to be human thing, because at the end of the day, Elena was still Elena. Vampire didn't change her as a person.
No.
So what did it matter? I don't think any of it mattered at all, actually.
No. And so then, like, Stefan and Damon are arguing that, like, they always get mad at Catherine for not changing, but they still haven't changed. They continue to fight over the same girl. They do this every single time. And I am just like, at this point, this is very reoccurring theme
I don't like that this is still, I mean, because I get it, because I realize that this is still all fresh. Like, they literally just broke up.
Yeah.
But, like, having to revisit this conversation constantly isn't going to help.
It's boring at this point. I'm like,
it's not going to help Steph move on. It's done and it's over with. And it's just stop. And it's like, that's on both of them, because, like, both of them reoccurringly keep bringing it up. And it's just like, let it go, because one, it's not going to fix your sibling relationship.
No, not at all.
It's not going to help Steph and move on from Elena, so Damon and Elena can be together. It's not helping literally fucking anything.
No,
I agree. It's repetitive. Let it go. Let it go. Because you're literally just.
And I mean, she's going to make the decision she wants to make, and she's going to choose who she wants to choose, regardless if she's human, vampire.
And that's what I'm saying, is a lot of it is like the fear of her still going back to Stefan when she's human.
Who cares? Like, she's going to make that decision.
You can't, you don't even know until it happens.
Exactly.
So quit fighting about it now. So I
And then something that pissed me off in this scene too was that then Stefan is like, well, I'm just trying to give Elena the cure and then I'm gonna bounce. And I'm like, what? He just is gonna, like, give her the cure, and then his, like, plan is to just leave and go off and live his own life. And I'm just like, I get it, like, you don't want to be stuck in this continuous cycle of who's she gonna pick, who's she gonna be with, and continue to get your heart broken, but at the same time, you still have friends and you still have your brother. And I mean, Damon and Stefan's relationship at this point, at least, I think is pretty strong. Like, they care about each other, like, they still bicker from time to time, but, like, they're still close, in my opinion, at this point. Caroline's his friend, you know, he has people that care about him, so you're just gonna leave and, like, start over? Like, I don't know, that bothered me. I mean, I get that he deserves to live his life the way that he wants to, and it's okay, but at the same time, like, you should realize that, like, just leaving and starting over somewhere isn't gonna take away the pain that you're feeling. I mean, you're still gonna feel it, you're just gonna be alone.
I can see it. I can see it, because in a sense, I think I'm going to sit high on the hill with him and Damon's relationship improving, even despite the relationship drama. I think that they've just ultimately kind of been on the same page for the first time in a lot of these seasons as of lately. They're very well working together, which is something they've never really had to do or done in the past at all. I will say, at this point in the show, as if the other characters, and this is just my personal opinion, I'm sure, you know, because, like, you had said your opinion, which I think is actually the opinion of most, I am the unpopular one. At this point in the show, I don't think Stefan actually has friends. I think that they're all kind of there to, because he was, like, the boyfriend. I can't explain it.
I am gonna argue that one just with Caroline. I think Caroline is truly his friend. I know that maybe she had some sort of underlying feelings for him at this point. People always say they can see it. I do think that she really was his friend at this point.
Like, I feel
not that one friend is good enough to stay for.
Well, but no, but, like, the way that I see it is, like, if Stefan were to be like, I need somebody right now, do I think Caroline would jump to say, okay, hi? Yes, I do. Yeah. I think that she is there for them. I think that they've built a good ground and everything like that, but do I think that they've like unleashed barriers or walls or anything like that yet?
No,
I,
not really.
I don't think Stefan is really
close
with anybody. Like, he has the people he can count on, but it's like, I have a ton of those friends. I have a ton of those friends that I could hit up at any point and be like, hey, come hang out with me. And like, would they? Probably. But do I talk to them or are they, you know what I mean? Are they standing up at my wedding? No, right. They're just kind of there. And I think that's a lot of it too. And Stefan put all his energy into this relationship.
Your friends who you didn't ask to be in your wedding listening to this podcast, right?
Yep. I love that. But no, like, I think he put all his energy into the relationship and not into those around him.
Yeah. Either. That's true. You know what that's I mean? True.
But like, I feel like it's okay to take the time you need and like go. But to just like act like you're just gonna disappear forever is a bit
It was
much.
Dramatic to me. I feel like if he wanted to take
a couple months to just grieve like this relationship.
Losing his relationship. Yeah, that makes sense to me. But just start over my life. I'm like, okay, you're
that sounds really permanent to me. And that's what I'm kind of like, ew, because first of all, Mystic Falls is your home. You literally lived here before you were a vampire. This is your home, number one. Two, you do have a brother who is also a vampire, going to live forever. You're just going to act like you're just not going to be around him just because Elena's a vampire. Even 100 years down the line, don't act like that. I doubt it. But do I think it's okay for him to take a couple months hiatus to get his shit together? Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
But he did, like you said, he did make it seem like a very permanent thing. So I feel you in that sense that it's like, and I'll really stick with the him and Damon relationship. I would hate to see him leave Damon when they finally are like working together. It's not even that they need to be besties, because right now they are dealing with a very shitty love triangle.
Yeah.
And boundaries broken and like just like distrust and you know, just not happy feelings. But if you look at them all together, like Damon and Stefan have grown immensely. If you look at all the old flashbacks and shit, there was no connection between them at all, unless you're going back to 1864.
Yeah. And even then it was getting rocky because of Catherine.
Yeah. So like, this is the first time we've really seen them put their heads together and look like brothers for the first time. So like, would I hate if Stefan wanted to just dip? Absolutely. Now at that point too, is what I think is really weird, is does Stefan have this complex that he wants to be the one to give her the cure? Because like at that rate,
that's what it sounds
I would
like.
Tell David, or I would tell David, David is my fiance. I would tell Damon, give her the cure. Here. Goodbye. Yeah. Like, why does Stefan have this strong complex to be the one to give it to her? Like, is he trying to prove
I think maybe it was because he promised her that he would get it and he just lets it come through on that promise before he takes
maybe,
off.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, it makes sense. And plus he feels maybe at fault for it. I don't know. It's just weird to me though. I'm like, what is this complex? Like, I'm going to give her the cure and then leave. Okay.
Cool.
Weird. Yeah. That's a little weird to me though. I'm like, okay, well, what are you doing? Okay.
And you know, then even Damon's like, what are you talking about? And then he's also like, well, we don't even have the cure, so let's get the cure and then we can talk about it, because you're just being a little weird
now. But to the point is, you can't have fights and arguments and discussions over something that hasn't happened. You can't do that yet. You're just causing unnecessarily like stress and problems. Like, stop. That's what I'm saying. And that's also a part of me, maybe why I feel like Stefan might benefit from just going away for a couple months, because if he's gonna keep bringing up these problems,
he's gonna be so dramatic right now. Like, I get he's hurt, but like, you are,
if he's hurt, you can't sit there and like,
and at this point
on it,
Elena doesn't even have her humanity, so what were they gonna do with this cure? Just open her mouth and shove it down her throat?
I would love to see them do this very easily. I'd love it because she's not gonna let this happen. I don't
know.
She'd bite them, she'd hurt them.
Yeah.
It's like giving a dog a pill. You ever have like a sick, Klaus, right?
You have to hold them down.
Shove
it in the back of their throat. Yeah. Like,
yep, that's Elena.
She doesn't even want it like right now. So like, I don't, like, this conversation doesn't even need to happen right now.
So I'm saying is Stefan's dwelling, like, cause he's so down and like, that's going to start. And like the, you know, relationship he built with Damon, that's going to start sinking if you keep bringing up the goddamn problems right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's very like, don't sulk on it. Okay. Like, you lived how many years without Elena? I have full faith you can do
it. Full faith that you'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, after we see that little conversation, Catherine actually catches up with Elijah again, and she has the real cure, and she's kind of talking to him, and she's like, you know, I've spent so many years like hiding and lying to protect myself that like I don't really remember the person that I was like back whenever we first met, but I want to be that person again. And she ends up giving him the cure, and she just tells him that like he owes her nothing and that she's leaving it to him to decide what happens from there. And she kind of just walks away. And that's another part of me that, another sign to me, at least, that she did care about Elijah and she did feel bad for hurting his feelings.
Yeah, because that was like really like it showed she was kind of vulnerable. You know what I mean?
Then you don't see that side a lot. No. Yeah.
No. And Elijah too, a lot of it is like she knows the difference between like a bad guy and a good guy. And you look at Elijah, that man has no negative energy in him at all.
Yeah.
And she would feel like a complete bitch. And it's like you owe this man an apology and an explanation. You know what
Absolutely,
I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially because like, you know, Elijah, he didn't really know Jeremy like that, but like he knows that Jeremy didn't deserve to die.
Absolutely like, not. Jeremy is younger than they are, you know? Like how we were talking about Bonnie dying earlier.
Yeah.
Jeremy's even younger than
her. Even younger than that, yeah.
Come on,
so,
you know, that's sad as shit.
I don't think that, yeah, he was not very happy about that at all. I mean, like.
Yeah, and he sees that Elena's literally turned her humanity off over it. There's a problem here that's
and I mean,
very
the,
hurt.
His favorite thing about Elena was like how vulnerable and how much she cared about things. So I think it did hurt him to see her like that. Like
that's how you
even just
serious,
from like a friend perspective. Like, cause he was, I do consider him her friend. Like he did
Absolutely.
Do a lot of stuff to save her.
She's opened up to him about a lot of things. They've had a lot of conversation previously. I would 10 out of 10 for sure count them as friends. And even, and this is exactly how everybody else in her life is feeling too. Nobody wants to see Elena like that because this is not Elena.
It's a very opposite of the way that she is.
Yeah. Exactly. So like, that's how you know it was serious. Like Elijah was like, damn, Catherine, like for real. And I think that, I don't think Catherine felt guilty for killing Jeremy. I think she just felt guilty for hurting Elijah.
She wasn't that she did it.
I didn't want to let you down. Like, I think she genuinely felt bad because she doesn't want Elijah to look at her like that.
No.
But she still has the mentality, I think, that I did what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so sorry.
She doesn't say anything about, like, being sorry that Jeremy said. She just says she wants to be different. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, Catherine leaves him with the cure, like she said she's going to, and just, you know, goes on her merry way. And then all of a sudden, Rebecca pops up. Because, of course, she's wherever the
Rebecca.
Cure is.
Rebecca.
And,
I say, quote, quote.
And she's like, can I have the cure? And Elijah's like, why do you even want this thing?
Because Elijah has no idea, remember? He has no idea that, he's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that Rebecca's been slaving to the ends of the earth to find this fucking thing.
And, you know, she's telling him that she wants to start over and just, like, have a normal life. And that, you know, she's lived so many lifetimes and she's just over it at this point. And I do understand her reasoning. Do I think that maybe she would have regretted it later? Yeah. Because, I mean, once you take the cures, we find out you can't become a vampire again.
Yeah.
Like,
no
you're just
back.
Done. Yeah. And so she asks him for the cure again, and before he can answer, Klaus calls, and she, like, hands the phone to Elijah, who tells him that, you know, they're on their way back to Mystic Falls, they have the cure, and Klaus
real quick,
is like, yeah.
Real quick, I don't mean to interrupt you, but, like, I'm on to something here. My brain's grinding the gears right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, like, you can't become a vampire with the cure in your body, right? It's just not a thing. So what happens? Why hasn't this happened? What happens if you suck the cure out, and when Catherine's going decrepit, the cure's not in her body anymore, right?
I think they tried and it didn't work or something. Or they didn't want to try because they didn't know if it would work.
I was going to say, like, I get, like, if you took it and nobody took it from you.
Yeah.
Like, that it wouldn't work. But if somebody took the cure from you, how would that work?
I think it was just too risky to try. Because, I mean, if it doesn't work, you're just dead.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But that's just something I thought about. My gears were grinding. But anyway, what is
I know you kept saying, like, Rebecca. But this really was Rebecca here. From
was
what
it? I thought that this was
no, that character. Doesn't happen until prom.
Okay, shit. Damn. I see.
Because yeah. I was trying to remember too, and then I just remembered that it was because then I remembered when that did happen, because I know what you're talking about.
See, damn it. I'm just gonna go die. I thought it was this one. I really thought it was like
okay. Almost.
Same thing. It's okay.
And so then Elijah calls, like, is talking to Klaus on the phone, and he's like,
good, yeah. We finally want to keep in communication. Yeah. Hello.
He's like, yeah, I have the cure. And Klaus is like, well, I'm sure you have a long list of demands for me to get the cure. And Elijah's like, not really, to be completely honest.
So Klaus, I guess, wants it? I don't follow this. This is really sloppy writing to me. I don't get it.
I don't think that he really cared if he had it or not. If he got it, great. If he didn't have it, oh well.
Weird. Yeah. It's just sloppy writing. I don't know.
And so then, you know, Rebecca and Elijah go to head back. So at the end of the episode, we have Stefan and Damon, and they meet up with Elena again. And she's just, like, being very adamant that, like, I don't want the cure. I'm never going to want the cure. And y'all need to knock it off and don't ever speak of it again. Like, she's, like, very serious about it. And yeah. Damon's like, whatever, dude. Like, you're being so dramatic right now. That's Damon. He's like,
because at this rate, clearly she's saying these things because her humanity is off. Because regular Elena would not. She'd be all for it. But right. My thing is like, let's leave her alone while she has her humanity off and just focus on, like, trying to get it back. Otherwise, you know what I mean? Like,
no, and they don't even have the cure, is my issue.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, let's just stop talking about it. Yeah, because you're just causing more and more problems. Like, the more you keep bringing it up, the more you're just going to piss Elena off.
Yeah. And so then Elena, like, repeats herself, and she's like, if you guys don't back off, like, there's going to be consequences. And, like, I understand where Stefan was coming from here, because he was like, whenever I turned off my humanity, you didn't give up on me, so I'm not going to give up on you, which is a fair statement to say. But whenever a humanity-less vampire is threatening to do something, if you don't you should just be like, okay.
We see how that turns out.
Okay. Yeah, cool. We're not going to talk about it anymore. Let's just go home. Like,
because this is what sucks. Is like, this is a discussion that I've had in the group as well. And just for example, you guys that are listening and everything like that, these are things that are often talked about in the group.
Yeah.
So you'll see a lot of cool conversation that you could totally chime in. And then this is one of those situations. I had posted it actually, that it bothers me the way that sometimes these people in the show try to get people's humanity back on.
Yeah.
They do not think logically. They think like last minute. They think what's the term? Spontaneously. And I don't think that this is beneficial in any way. Like, they do not
plan. They never have a plan. Yeah.
You need to be careful about what you say, how you act. Think about it. You can feel one way, but act the other. You know what I mean? Like, you need to tread lightly, and they never do. They instigate, they push, they piss off. Mm-hmm. They go too much. And what we're going to see here soon is that
you, like, can only push so far.
That's what I'm saying. And then, like, they resort to, like, finally, right, they capture them, right? They'll tie them up to a chair. They torture you. Why is torture the first lesson that they go to? Because they think
that, like, the easiest emotion to get back is, like, pain, I guess.
It's not going to happen, because you sitting there torturing a humanity-less vampire is just going to piss them off.
And, I mean, they did say that, like, anger is an emotion, so sometimes they try to get, like, I've never seen it work. It doesn't work.
You need to think of some sort of emotional pullback, which is cool, because spoiler alert, they do eventually do that. But after seeing that worked, let's start doing that more often.
Right, like, why do we take so,
like, you're just
to do
pushing
that?
You're pushing their buttons, and it's not doing anything, and it's really fucking frustrating to me to watch.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, them sitting there, like, pressuring her over this cure and just shoving down their throat and just going and going and going, she's getting pissed. Why are we going to keep making it worse? You're being
like, we should have just let it go, because, again, you don't even have the cure.
At the end of the day, exactly. At the end of the day, you need to give these vampires what they want to hear. Whether you
whether you're gonna do that or not, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Why are we choosing honesty now? Usually we're all lying to each other.
Exactly. Good point. Good fucking point. We're always being sneaky with one another. But, like, seriously, like, at this rate, like, if you want to do some sneaky little plan behind their back, that's fine. But you need to act the way that you need to in front of them to appease them, or else you're just going to find yourself in a shitty situation. And that's exactly what direction they're going in right now. Yeah. Just stop pushing her.
And so then, you know, this waitress comes over to the table, And Elena just jumps up and snaps her neck and kills her. And she's like, I literally just...
Well, I wonder why that happened. Right. I wonder why.
That there's going to be consequences if you don't stop with the cure. And if you keep doing it, I'm going to keep killing people. And she's like, so leave me alone. Which, like, I understand. Like, why couldn't they just be like, okay, sure. And then just, like, roll their eyes behind her back.
Because this is my thing. Just think of it as watching a toddler. Because if there's anything I've noticed, these people don't keep their humanity off for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Like, a long
time. Maybe a few years.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, like, work on it later. Let her have this for a second. I had the same emotion with Caroline later. Just let her have this for a minute and then work on it later. Like, I don't know. She's not going to be like this forever. Just behave so she doesn't hurt anybody. You know, like, if you got to deal with her being a bitch, deal with her being a bitch. That's fine. But she needed that moment, kind of. And I don't disagree with vampires when they do shut their humanity off, ever.
Or even just don't deal with her. Just let her go off and do her own thing. Because she wasn't killing anybody until this point.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying, is they just don't. They don't. And I just don't. I don't agree with it. I just don't. Because at the end of the day, come back to my same argument, as everybody grieves differently. Just like Stefan leaves later in the show. Just like Jeremy acts out. Just like, you know, Tyler's focusing his anger on Klaus because he's grieving his mom. Like, everybody's dealing with it in a different way. And if somebody wants to turn off their humanity and go do their thing, that's fine. As long as they're not posing a threat to people. If they feed on people, that's fine. They're not killing these people.
Yeah. And so then she kind of just leaves and, like, disappears into the night. And then, like, Damon and Stefan are obviously very worried at this point because they've realized that, you know, this is Selena now. And what are they gonna do, type of thing.
Deal for a minute. Let her breathe.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Let her do her thing. Like, I didn't really see a point to this. Like, we're getting you the cure. Don't give me the cure. I don't want it, or I'll kill somebody. We're still getting it. Kill somebody. And now they're still like, we have
pushing.
To
yeah, cure. Let's kill. Because yeah. You know, Elena's gonna kill the entire town of Mystic Falls if you guys don't hop off her damn back. I swear to God.
Yes. And that is where we are going to leave you for today.
Yep, just them pushing Elena when they don't need to be pushing Elena.
Right.
It's just super frustrating. My God. And it only gets worse. That's what sucks. I hate it. This is the one thing I do dislike about this little era, is
it's things just keep getting worse.
Yep, 100%. 100%. No, real quick, one more thing too is so Elijah is talking to Rebecca about this cure. Why didn't she, like, take it right away?
I don't know. They're taking it.
Just I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I was wondering, like, if, like, she said, give me the cure. They talk about it. Elijah gives her the cure. Why aren't we taking
the
cure?
No, he never gave it to her. He still has it. Because then Klaus called and, like, interrupted them. And then he told Klaus he was bringing him the cure.
Oh, okay. So Rebecca's just cool with it and hops in the car? Good.
I mean, she's going to go wherever that cure is. If I remember correctly.
I'd be jumping my brother. I'd be like, listen, I love you, but bye. Right.
If I remember correctly, they both want it, Klaus and Rebecca, and he makes them, like, battle it out, if you remember. Like, he makes,
oh, my God,
like,
I don't. Is that a thing for real?
He makes, like, Rebecca live as a human for a day. Do you remember that? To see if she can do it.
Oh, I do. Because Yep.
So that's what,
I'm giving you a sneak peek. This is not a game. This is so dramatic.
Yeah.
This is so dramatic. What the hell?
Giving you a sneak peek for next episode, but yeah.
Man, X Games mode. Yeah. Anyway. All right. But on that note, then, obviously, we are Chatty Cathy's tonight. Especially me, Alex is probably like, my God, Sydney, it is, like, so late right now. I cannot stand you.
We always record this podcast like 3 o'clock in the morning.
We do. I think it really adds character. A lot of the thoughts we say probably come from sleep deprivation or whatever.
Yep.
We don't claim these thoughts sometimes. They don't make sense. It's because of the sleep. So on that note, thank you guys for definitely sticking out this long. If you decided to this episode and you did not exit out because we were just boring you to death. So thank you for listening to this week again. We appreciate the support and you guys following and listening to us every week. You have no idea how much it means to us. Just circling back, just don't forget to go ahead, join our Facebook group and our Instagram page. lots of fun updates, discussions, games, everything like that. Also called It's a Vampire Diaries Thing. Everything is It's a Vampire Diaries Thing. Okay?
All of it.
All of it is all It's a Vampire Diaries Thing. Yep. So make sure that you go ahead and you join those. And again, we really are trying to build the community for our podcast. We do have actually a decent following count now. So thank you all you guys, by the way, for that. This is growing. Slowly but surely, but it's crazy. Honestly, we did this for fun. We didn't think that this would actually go anywhere.
We didn't think people would be listening.
No, not at all. So we really appreciate you guys so much. So if you guys want to show us any more love and support, make sure that you guys rate this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you guys are listening. Go ahead, rate us, leave us reviews if you guys want. You are always welcome to submit posts on our group about things you'd love to be talked about. You know, coming up here, we're going to probably start throwing in some more random episodes where we may deteriorate from like the story for a minute, just for some fun, shits and giggles, things to keep you guys interested. So just go ahead and make sure that you let us know and just give us any feedback, and you have no idea how much we appreciate it. So on that note, we hope you guys come back again next week and hear about the shit show that is about to go down with just all of this crap. So we hope to see you guys then again next week. So on
also,
that note,
also we have to add something.
Uh-oh.
Good night, Kaylin.
Good night, Kaylin.
Yes.
One of our mods, her name is Kaylin, you guys. She's great. She told us that she listens to our podcast because it puts her to sleep. I don't know if we take offense to that or if we appreciate she that
said,
she wants
wait,
to
wait, she says because our voices are soothing.
Good. Oh. Okay. It's because we're boring. She just didn't want to say it. Okay.
So, yeah, so we just wanted to add that in there for you guys. Yeah.
Good night, Kaylin.
Yeah.
We love you. Good night. Thank you for being one of our favorite mods. Good night.
Yes.
Good night. Sleep well. Bye, guys.